Alrighty, let's check what's happening in the Bulloke Shire now. And Anthony Judd, the CEO, joins us as per usual. And we'll check out some of the news that's happening there. Anthony, good morning to you. How are you?
Good, thanks, Robert. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. How was the weekend?
It was good, actually. It was good. It got warm. It got very warm up here. But yeah, there were a fair few people moving about. So yeah, it was a nice weekend. The footy was great. The footy was great.
Yeah, certainly was. So who do you back for?
Well, I'm Cats, so it probably wasn't a great result, but I thought it was a pretty amazing round of finals. They were all really great games. So,
yeah, they were, absolutely. Now, talking visitation to the area too, the lakes and the art installations, a lot of people coming in over the weekend to look at them.
Yeah, there were, I mean, in particular over the whole week, the second week of holidays and over the weekend, we noticed a lot of our lakes were pretty busy with caravanners and campers. So Warrinook in particular, I went past Warrinook a few times and you couldn't get a spot. I don't think you could, well, you definitely couldn't get a powered spot at Warrinook. So, you know, that's great, and it's really great to see people moving back through the region. We've put a fair bit of work into our recreational facilities and particularly our lakes over the last few years, so new amenity blocks and all that kind of stuff. So they're wonderful places to visit, and it was great to see them, getting the patronage that we'd hoped they would. So hopefully that continues through the spring and the summer.
Yeah, and of course, as we just need people to be mindful too that there are still things we need to do to make the environment as safe as it possibly can be in relation to COVID-19.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's exactly right. I think from what we've seen, particularly around rural Victoria, and definitely in our parts, is people are still doing all the right things. Haven't seen anyone without a mask in Bulloke when they sort of should be wearing one. So people are absolutely doing the right thing, and all the businesses are staying really vigilant too and sort of leading the way with the community. So yeah, it's been positive, and that message stays really clear at the moment.
Yeah, and for once we had the good weather on the weekend, and now the shies and weather during the week. So that's when everybody's back to school and work. So that's a turn up for the books in itself.
It is. I'm outside at the minute, and the ground's a bit damp, but it's a bit cooler. So yeah, it's school going back this week. So I think there'll be some. Well, maybe not relieved, but yeah, it's the parents that we're looking forward to this week, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, now let's talk about the temporary levee construction exercise carried out in Camp Street at Donald. What's that all about?
Yeah, so there were, after the 2011 flood, which impacted Donald pretty heavily, we worked on a study, and from that we got funding for a levee, and that levee was constructed 3 years ago now, and I guess one of the things is there's a big gap in the levee where one of the key roads in Donald goes straight through it. So and that leads to the school and to the aged care place, Goodwood Village. So we couldn't sort of block that off. So what we've got is a temporary structure that would, you know, in the event of a flood, would block off the levee and make sure there's no gaps in it. So with the school holidays, it was an opportune time, and you know, they're talking about the impending La Nina, it was an opportune time to do a real trial of, you know, filling in those gaps, and on one side we've got a demountable levee, so it's a, you know, kind of the C or H beams, and you slide the aluminium levee down. On the other side, it's still an earthen levee, so you know, we hadn't trialled the earthen levee element of it, so we're really just trying to prepare for flood season. And from what I can understand, it went really well. So we'd love to get funding to make sure we had the earthen or the aluminium levee on the other side too. It's a much quicker process, and yeah. We've run a few exercises now, so we're getting pretty good at it.
Okie dokie. And before you leave us too, we heard of the passing of former councillor Oliver Guthrie as well. Very sad.
Yeah, it really was. So Oliver was one of the inaugural Bulloke councillors, obviously also a Donald Shire councillor for many years, and a real gentleman of the region and a champion of many things in the region, particularly around water. So the Wimmera-Mallee pipeline was a game-changing project for the whole Wimmera-Mallee region some time ago. And he was he was pretty instrumental in advocation for that project, and also steering it in the right direction as it was going through. So yeah, condolences to his family, and today we'll be flying our flags at our Witchy Proof office, which is the main administrative headquarters at half mast.
Yeah, okay. Well deserved too.